WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Are you kidding me?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
No. Come on, you didn't expect me to stay a whole night, did you?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Are you a Mobius man or what? I mean, tell me the story.
The Omega.
You think I'm losing my hair?
Heartbreak Mike.
Can I borrow some of your clothes until I buy some?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Can I get you a beer, glass of wine?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Everybody's got to dump on somebody, right? Of course.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries,
and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday night.
And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you.
Enough of that shit already. I'm bored. I'm bored with it, all right?
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. People got hurt.
You know no one's listening to us right now.
Oh, well, okay.
I went. That show with Things of Games and Thrones is still going on.
Oh, jeez.
So
oh,
it's like, crap.
That's where Tim is.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's not going to say nothing.
His internet is out as he's watching the Game of Thrones.
His internet is down, air quote.
Right. Spoiler, two people are having sex on the show. I legit turned the channel for 2 seconds and that's what was on the screen. Like, okay.
Well, that's like the content of the show, right? Is that people fucking die.
So, sorry people, I just spoiled the finale. Two people are having sex. You can tweet at Flames Forums if you would like to complain about the spoilers for the show. Two people had sex and someone was watching and did not like it.
So I guess tonight it's Blame Tim?
Always.
All right, there we go.
So yeah, for the handful of people who might actually not care about Game of Thrones, me included, I am... The Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here. Fuck the revival. Fuck Sexy Star.
Oh, we're going to get into that tonight. Oh, man.
Maybe we should start with that.
Yes.
Yeah, because Tim is MIA.
He'll be with us eventually.
With internet problems.
I could see you doing the air quotes.
So, it is just the handful of us waiting for him to get on so we can actually talk topics that he would actually be able to talk about.
We're going to flip back to the channel. We can tell you things that are happening. There's nothing really happening.
Nothing at all.
They're just showing some things flying, and that's about it. Spoiler. Game of Thrones spoiler. Birds are flying. You're welcome, Mark.
See, this is one of those shows where it's, like, really weird fiction where it's like, wait, there's birds?
birds?
Oh, God, that changes everything.
Right. Right.
It's like there's never been birds in this show. Why are there birds now?
So, yeah.
It's what the whole show's building up to is the birdemic. It's like the fact that the birds have finally come. It's like, that's the end.
That is the end. That is indeed the end. So, anyway, we should get into some content here on Wrestle Talk Radio, because that's what you're here to talk about, not...
Absolutely.
You know, not Game of Thrones. So, on the set... Was it last night? Yeah. Triple Mania. Sexy star, sort of, I don't know how to describe it, but she's not liked anymore by people in professional wrestling.
Call it how you see it. Go ahead and call it how you see it.
How do you see it, Mike?
She fucked up.
Explain, now, to, explain to people what happened.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who did not know what happened, apparently there was a match at, I want to say, Triple Mania?
Triple Mania, yeah. 25.
Triple Mania 25. And ironically, it is still saved on my fucking, what's it called? Sexy Star. Yes. She basically went for an armbar, and she fucking broke. She broke her opponent's arm. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, what the fuck?
Now the report I read wasn't an arm break. It was a shoulder separation.
Close enough. Arm, shoulder,
one is pulling a joint from its ligament, which could be, maybe 4 weeks out if it's a minor, versus a bone, which is like a minimum 6 months.
And the bigger part of it, whatever the injury is, that's not the question here. It's that she knew what she was doing and that she did not let the hold go, and she kept it arm, knowing the consequences. Rosemary from GFW made some comments. Let me make this perfectly clear. If you take liberties with someone's body when they are giving it to you and trusting you to keep them safe, you are not tough. You are an asshole, and you don't belong in this business. Sexy Star decided to do just that this weekend at Triple Mania, and while I remained quiet on social media until I was more calm to address the situation, I have now been informed that she's telling people that it is a work. You are all now being informed that Sexy Star is a liar. She was a liar in the locker room when she was forced to apologize and instead cooked up some bullshit excuse that she, quote-unquote, didn't know, and then she is a liar now. You know if you're twerking on someone's arm. You know an armbar is a real dangerous hold. The only reason your face is not broken right now is because a little voice in my head, as I lay on the apron, kept repeating, "Don't go to Mexican prison." However, turning to positives, the outreach from the wrestling community has been incredible. I am overwhelmed with how much love I feel right now from friends, fans, and people I have yet to meet in this amazing business. We are a family, and we protect our own. If you violate that, you are not welcome here. She went on to thank the GFW locker room, the AAA locker room, and all of her friends in the business.
Thank God for Vampiro.
Who probably just earned himself some credibility again, because there are people who did not sort of like Vampiro for a while for the shady business he did a few weeks ago with John Nitro Impact Morrison.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for Vampiro, Hamada and Shani would have whooped Sexy Star's ass. Because Vampiro, there's also been reports that Vampiro went to Sexy Star and said, "You need to fucking apologize. Right here, right now." And from what was said, she apologized and she hauled ass because she knew she fucked up. Hamada and Shani were going to whoop her ass, and I would have enjoyed it. I'd have been like, "World star, bitches!" And the sad part about this is she ain't getting booked. Way to go, Sexy Star. Congratulations. You got the Heartbreak Mic Jackass of the Week.
Is that a thing now?
No, fuck no, it's not a thing.
Because I could put
that... Yeah, we have to keep track of that shit.
I could put that in the rundown every week.
No, it's cool. Trust me, you don't want that, because I'd look at indie wrestlers more than WWE and all that other stuff. No, that would not be a thing.
Putting down the notes.
No. I just hate the fact that... And Rosemary said it best. You don't belong in the business. She doesn't belong in the business. You knew what you were doing, and... I hate to say it, but like, party foul, man. Sexy Star, party foul. Major party foul. Shame on you. Shame. Shame, bitch. Shame. I don't mean to say it that, but and I don't mean to call her that, but bad dog.
God.
Yeah, I.
It's such a. It's extremely disappointing, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is someone that okay. Hey, look. It's a little Lucha Underground tie-in. I can actually weigh in. It's really disheartening to see someone who professionally has been put in such high acclaim and to be put in such a big spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, here's a televised wrestling program with a bunch of major stars, and we put the actual world title on a woman. Ha ha. Here you go. Ball in your court, WWE. it's supposed to be one of those things. Like, never mind the fact that she held it for a week. A day, if you count taping schedule. But the point is that that's a major performer in, you know, on a televised wrestling show. Like, she was put in a very public spotlight. She's had a lot of fans because of it. And to see it go like that, like, it is massively unprofessional. It is massively dickish of her to just, you know, to decide like this, you know, this bitch needs her arm broken. No! Not at any point.
Not at any point should that have happened. None whatsoever. And now she's going to be in a situation where she just put her livelihood on the line because now no one can trust her.
No.
You bring her in,
she's going to injure any, you know, you run that risk every time you are out there that she's going to injure whoever you put her in with.
It's like, Mike, you get in the ring, would you trust her?
Fuck no. I mean, what?
I mean, it's because you give your body to somebody else. So it's like, how can you trust someone after they do something like that? It's like, you don't want to say being blackballed from something, but this could lead to being blackballed from something.
This is why we can't have nice things in the wrestling world.
Yeah, pretty much. That is sort of By the way, that was, as we've now talked about...
That was Heartbreak Mike's jackass moment of the week.
Oh, God.
That was quick.
Right. Jesus.
I've had it sitting there for about 2 minutes already. just wanted to point that out. Anyway.
He's watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Confirmed. We have confirmed it. Just want to point that one out. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you really want to see Sexy Star at any one of your local indie shows, if she's already been booked, don't cancel your tickets. It might be the last time you see her.
Because pretty much. But you look at the situation that with Alberto Del Rio and all his reputation has caused and where he lies in this business. And now you compare it to Sexy Star. It's like sometimes people need to realize what they are doing and how their actions affect other people and how she's going to look at, you know, herself in the mirror. She has to look at herself in the mirror and go, did I do the right thing? And the fact that she's going around telling people, oh, it was a work. It's like, no, you fucked up. Plain and simple. You fucked up and you're trying to cover your ass.
Yeah, you went into business for yourself.
And that's something you just don't do. But sometimes going into business for yourself pays off. Just ask Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Their trash talking has led to situations where they can make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
millions of dollars. Sorry, it was right there.
It went through my head too, but I fought the urge.
Okay.
Joining us now is the host of the show, the one and only Tim Stein.
It's about goddamn time that Games of Thrones ended. I mean, it's about time I got my internet back.
Yeah, so we gave out spoilers on the show.
Oh, things flew and dead people walked and guys with swords fought each other.
No, I gave a little bit more detail than that.
Oh, well, don't say anything because I haven't watched Game of Thrones because my internet was down.
Right. So
I can't help but notice he started the same way you did, Rock. Things flew.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that.
Do you guys forget that I have the TuneIn Radio app on my mobile device because it's absolutely free?
But... you had no internet.
But nothing. You think I haven't been listening? Air quotes, my ass, Omega.
We knew you were listening, Tim. We're not stupid. There's a point to all this.
what's the point?
So you were listening to what we were talking about. What are your thoughts on the Rosemary situation?
I assume you're talking about Triple Mania. I can neither confirm nor deny that Triple Mania took place.
Awesome. So you knew, one thing you can confirm that took place was Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. The big money fight last night.
There are two guys that are about $130 million richer today.
I would say assume more, but, you know.
No, that's the estimated payday for both of them.
Oh, yeah, but there's plenty of people made that much money today.
So, I watched the fight last night. Did you guys catch the fight last night?
I think a lot of people who paid for it couldn't catch it last night.
Yeah, there was problems with the pay-per-view feed. I was freaking out thinking that my MAG 254 IPTV box that I am now selling was buggering up. But I found out, no, it was the pay-per-view feed.
By the way, go to wildtalkradio.com/IPTV. Anyway.
Shill. Shameless shill.
You're welcome. So, the fight happened last night. It wasn't anything over-the-top spectacular, but it was a big money fight.
It was a better fight than Pacquiao Mayweather. Because Mayweather actually, you know, started boxing halfway through.
Imagine that. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that was a money fight. What big money fights are out there in wrestling right now? We'll start with you, Omega. What kind of big money fights do you see out there?
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? Because we know which ones there are, but it's the ones, which ones are going to pull in the most money. Because you could put a big name, and like WWE is kind of teasing it right now, Cena and Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty obvious one. But those are also two people who completely polarize the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sell the merch, but when you've got that's kids idolizing. When you've got the people who are paying to actually, you know, for the network, paying for the tickets and the seats, is that actually a guarantee that that's going to bring that many people in? Because you've got two guys, Cena, of course, top guy in the business. Okay, no arguing that. But it's two guys people are kind of sick of having shoved down their throats, and now you're going to give them to us at the same time.
Never mind my legendary frugality, he said, trying to be very political about being cheap. I'm not going to spend money on the WWE Network just to watch Cena Reigns. Not going to happen.
Okay. So going back a little bit before we get into current fights, because I'm a question. What was the last big money fight in WWE?
Brock Lesnar, Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I would even say Lesnar and Goldberg.
But are we sure those fights did real money?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Like, it used to be really easy to determine that.
It's a little harder now.
Yeah. Well, you used to be like, oh, well, 350,000 people bought that pay-per-view, so clearly, you know, people were coming in. Can't do that anymore.
The numbers are quite so evident with the WWE Network.
And with the Network, you could see, you know, a rise here and a rise there and a fall there, but you really don't get that whole big money feel. And yes, Goldberg and Brock, I guess in a way, drew money.
Yeah, you know, Omega's right. I wasn't even thinking about Goldberg-Brock because it didn't enter my mind, because Goldberg was just, you know, that was a thing that all came about because of the video game, and they decided, you know what, let's do this shit for real. The bigger draw is there were people talking about it. Oh, you know, I'm going to get the Network just so I can watch WrestleMania because, you know, Undertaker's 21-0 and Brock Lesnar, you know, and the Beast Among Men, blah, 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 or whatever they call him.
No, here's the thing. Was Goldberg, not Goldberg, Brock and Taker the big money fight that night? Or was that the biggest moment? Or was the story of Daniel Bryan the big money fight that night?
Both.
That really depends on which audience you're paying attention to, because the smarks and the hardcore audience are buying that for Bryan, but the casual audience is buying it for Taker.
But is the casual audience just buying it for WrestleMania in general, and Taker just happens to be there?
No, the casual fan is not buying WrestleMania just because it's WrestleMania. They're buying WrestleMania because of specific matches, certain matches.
Yeah.
And I would have to not only agree with Omega, but I, you know, like both of those both of those matches were draws for that Mania.
Okay, so that's the network medium. Let's go before the network medium. What was the last money draw in that manner?
The last one that actually made you really think, oh, I want to spend $49.95 on this pay-per-view.
Yeah,
because that's what it cost back then.
Yeah, it's now I looked at the price for SummerSlam, it was like $54.95 in HD. It's like, oh, okay.
Are we going to just WWE?
For the moment, we're just sticking with the WWE.
Fuck.
Just a moment. We'll get there.
In that case, I'd go Rock and Cena.
Yeah.
Because that was the last real fight that moved the needle for them. So that's back then. Now we're in an age where, you know, you don't have the medium of pay-per-view because it's a network. So they don't, I don't know what the best way to put it is. It's harder to determine what sells and what doesn't because there's so much content, if that makes sense.
It does.
So, Mike, you want to talk about outside of WWE what the big money fight is. What's the big money fight?
Anything that has the words Wrestle Kingdom in it.
But that's not that's an event. We're talking about a fight.
If you want to say Omega Okada.
Oh, God, yes. Okada Omega, Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles. Not WWE them, New Japan Pro Wrestling them. Or you could either look at Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, or you could probably,
those are just fights, but did they move the needle?
Yes.
How?
If you're a wrestling fan that's not just WWE, when you heard Okada versus Kenny Omega, that right there was money. That right there, anybody who watches New Japan Pro Wrestling knew that Wrestle Kingdom itself was the WrestleMania.
Okay, hold on. Uh-huh. You're sticking to Wrestle Kingdom as the draw.
That's why I'm going to talk about the match. Okada, Omega. Omega, so much success in Japan. Doesn't need to go back.
I don't like to brag, but.
Shut up. Kenny Omega, boom. Bullet Club, The Elite, New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 Climax winner. Facing Okada. The Rainmaker himself, the man of the lariat, Japanese lariat. That right there is money for the title. But at that time, it wasn't just for the title. It was to see if Kenny Omega could do it. If you actually get to probably look at his, from where he was back then to now, that motherfucker can go. To see where he came from. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, but he's a fellow Canadian, Kenny Omega. And people not accepting him for who he was. Started off in PW, went to PWG just to have fun, just to do bullshit. And then he's on top of the fucking world.
But did it draw money?
Yes.
In what manner?
Because of that one match, a lot of people manage to get a subscription for New Japan Pro Wrestling World.
Did they though? Because their numbers aren't that great. As much as it's talked about, New Japan World is not doing so well.
Yeah, by the way, just to back Mike up, Kenny Omega was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Boom!
Yay, Canadian facts.
Yes. Yay, Canada! Yay, Canada! Eh?
Okay, well then fine. If you don't want to do that, Hardys versus the Young Bucks. Hardys versus the Young Bucks.
Which time?
The first time.
The first time doesn't count.
And why is that?
Because the show is sold out and the Hardys just showed up.
So
that's not
still. It's still a match.
It didn't. You can't determine whether or not it drew money because the money was already as high as it could get.
Fine. The second time for the tag team titles.
Again, these are already events that had pre-sold out before the matches announced.
This was at the pay-per-view.
And the pay-per-view was already announced and tickets had been on sale for weeks before that match was showed up. That's the thing. It's about selling tickets and making money. We're not talking about what the good storyline is. Does it make the money?
Yeah, it does make the money to me.
But the Hardy's for Young Bucks, that was already sold out. The money was already there. They didn't draw any other additional interest into it. If you understand?
Okay.
that's the whole point of this. What is that one that will get the, sell the tickets? Because Cody Rhodes wants to go out and sell 10,000 seat arenas. How do you get that? What kind of money can you bring up? What's that money fight that will bring 10,000 people in?
You want a money match in WWE?
Let's stick with outside WWE because let's go with the Cody Rhodes example of wanting to sell out a 10,000 seat arena. What draws that right now out there for that?
So wait, hold on. So you're telling me Cody Rhodes? You're telling me someone that will sell out tickets and seats? Okay. Since we want to do Cody Rhodes,
because he's the one who's out there talking about it. It's a prime example.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Hold on. The Tokyo Dome capacity is 55,000 people, more than 10,000.
He wants to sell out a 10,000-seat arena. What is that money fight?
You're talking Cody Rhodes. You have to be a big Cody Rhodes fan to start with. Then you have to find somebody big enough on the indie scene in a different promotion that is also a big enough draw that's going to cause the two of them colliding with each other to sell out said arena. Mm-hmm. I might be a little biased, but I'm not a big enough fan of Cody Rhodes to go watch him in a match and pay for it.
And just to throw back at Mike, Tokyo Dome can hold 50,000. They don't put half of that in the building. Just for a record. And that's building. That's an event.
Yeah, Wrestle Kingdom 11 did 26,000 people.
So I'm saying, you take one match, one arena, sell 10,000 tickets right now. What's that match? Or is there one match these days?
I'll tell you one that we could see next year.
And what's that?
Daniel Bryan versus Kenny Omega.
You think that could put 10,000 people
in? I think that could put 50,000 people in the arena.
Yeah.
Because there's your money, because it's Daniel Bryan outside of WWE.
It's Daniel Bryan in the wrestling ring again against the guy who is the hottest wrestler outside of WWE.
Okay.
It's going to pack it because it's Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, because he would have to be wrestling under the name Bryan Danielson.
There you go.
It almost doesn't matter who he faces off against. It's the fact that he's back in the ring.
Yeah.
It's true. Well, yeah, but that's presuming that that's his first time. Because if he's been on the indie circuit 6 months, that has waned. So now it's down to who do you put him up against? What's the dream match that's out there? Well, you got plenty in New Japan who could give the American Dragon a run for his money.
Okada.
That was the other thought in my head.
Oh, my God.
But would Okada Danielson in the States draw 10?
We're not arguing. No, okay. We're not arguing state. We're not arguing continent this was done on.
Right.
I'm asking a simple question because this is an actual scenario. Could that draw 10?
Judging on how people responded to Asuka and Shinsuke Nakamura and the former Kenta, people knew Kenta when they came in. I do think you've got enough smarky bastards out there who know enough about their Japanese wrestling to know the names Okada and Omega. That names like that, if they do perform those matches in the States, would still draw those huge numbers because there is enough attention to know they might not have seen the matches, but they know the names because everyone talked about those names.
The reason why I bring up States and not Japan is because it's easy for Japan because you can put a Wrestle Kingdom and it'll sell the tickets. That's why I went in the States, if you're drawing the big money.
Okay.
I mean, you could say the same about WWE and WrestleMania.
Yeah. If that's the case, okay. Let's go back to WWE.
I've got two matches. Wait a minute. I got two matches that would be money draws for WWE.
Go ahead.
Ronda Rousey taking on practically any female WWE star.
Hell, take on a male. Break Ellsworth in half.
There you go. Ronda Rousey. Okay. And the other one? Bring in Conor McGregor to go up against AJ Styles.
Kidding, he couldn't beat a guy who only punches.
Don't be a wise ass. We know wrestling's scripted.
It is?
Oops, cat out of the bag time, kids.
Okay. And since we want to do WWE, if this could happen, has to happen in Madison Square Garden. Kurt Angle versus Daniel Bryan. You can argue it all you fucking want to. But that would sell out an arena.
Yeah, the hard thing is that you put Daniel Bryan in a lot of those matches, and WWE They're not stupid. They know those would be money matches no matter who you put them in the ring with because people want to see Daniel Bryan wrestle again. They're never going to allow it.
Ignore the Daniel Bryan factor and stick with Kurt Angle. What is that big money match? Because right now you would eliminate Daniel Bryan because of injuries. He's technically not going to be able to wrestle in WWE because of it. Kurt Angle has the possibility. Who right now would be Kurt Angle's biggest money fight? Who
will that's sell, currently on the WWE roster?
On the current WWE
there's
roster.
There's only one. There's only one. It's Lesnar.
I don't want to see that again.
Kurt taking on Seth Rollins would draw, but would it sell out the place? Would people fork out money to, you know, big bucks to see it?
Probably not. Athletically, it would be a great match.
Here's the thing. Athletically, yes, it'd be a great match. Still arguing for Lesnar.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Even if it's a repeat, even if it's a rematch, what happened in that match? Lesnar beat Angle with a broken freaking neck.
The irony.
He has a reason to try and get that win back.
See, that there's a story that you can build up to the match right there. If you're putting together something that doesn't have a story that people are just going to buy for the wrestling match. What about Angle versus AJ?
Now, has that waned because we've seen it in TNA?
Would Angle or would Shinsuke versus AJ wane in WWE because we saw it in New Japan?
Hmm. Well, it's kind of, that kind of goes back to Rock's argument.
Mm-hmm. See, here's the thing. I don't care if they've already faced each other in a different promotion. I'm ringside if I have a chance to get my hands on tickets for that, just for that match.
What do you put $100 down for ringside? Is that the match? Shinsuke AJ? Or
oh, shit, yeah. I'm buying ringside seats for Shinsuke AJ. I would buy ringside seats for Kurt AJ.
Again? Oh, man. Here's one. If he didn't get his neck broken, and everybody's been wanting to do this, if WWE could have pulled the trigger, WrestleMania, Sting versus The Undertaker.
10 years ago.
Hence why I said, if WWE pulled the trigger.
If they had pulled the trigger the minute Sting joined WWE, yes. Today, definitely not. They're both way too broken down. I know it's only been a few years, but time has a way of being a real prick once you get up to be that age.
Yeah, that's not even a matter of Sting breaking his neck. You know, after Undertaker's last match, I don't think he has much left in him.
No, that would be a case of two guys in the ring with walkers.
Braden Walker.
Back to Huckster and Nacho Man.
Yep. No, I'm not talking about Braden Walker. Fuck off.
Bobby Roode versus Triple H.
No.
Nope.
Right now, Bobby, for the most of WWE audience, Bobby is a really cool entrance. You need build up.
I'm sorry. Anytime a Triple H does an entrance versus Glorious, I don't even want the match. I just want the entrances.
So, what do you guys think out there in the internet lands? Tweet us if you have any suggestions on what the biggest money fight could possibly be.
At Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter, or even at Flames Forens on the Twitter. At WTR Sunday Night.
There you go. But, Tim, I said we take our first break of the evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are going to be taking our first break of the evening. Make sure, stick around. Hey, you know what? Refresh the beverages. Take the break, the pause that refreshes, if you will. Come back and join us. We'll be back very soon.
Just keep on coming and put your head up to me, 'cause I'm the one. can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means... Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday night, step inside the virtual realm with WTR Sims.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Watch as your favorite WTR personalities battle it out to find out which one truly is the best.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man!
Watch it live Tuesday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow or on demand at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Tuesday nights will never be the same again with WTR Sims.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a good thing or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? I thought the people were going to be showing up at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sumi in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
Got 800 million Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I've heard this song twice now. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita!
Oh, I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess. Macarena.
Margarita style.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Yeah. Cash money, heroes, private jets, polish.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hi, guys.
Hello.
That was the Omega.
What's up?
That was the Heartbreak Mike. How the hell did you wind up being called Heartbreak Mike anyway?
I was a huge Shawn Michaels fan. Well, still am to this day.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. You couldn't come up with a better story than that.
No. Shut up. Leave me alone.
Where were we?
So says the person who was named the Heartbreaker, Tim Stein.
Well, that's different. I mean, back when I was called the Heartbreaker, there was a reason for it.
Because you were a big Shawn Michaels fan.
No. I was a love and leave him kind of guy. I was a nightclub disc jockey.
He's secretly a big Shawn Michaels fan.
I was never a Shawn Michaels fan. Piss off.
He always has been, always will be a Shawn Michaels fan, and he was on Shawn Michaels' side.
And you absolutely hate Triple H.
Triple H movement.
There you go. Shut up, prick.
Fucking bowel movement.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right, Tim. Lead the show.
Where the hell were we?
Injuries.
People are hurt. What are we going to do about it?
Don't ask me. I don't have health care.
You're not Canadian. Anyway. So, NXT TakeOver.
Topical.
There you go. NXT TakeOver last week. Asuka suffers a broken collarbone, and she's going to be out for up to 2 months as a result. WWE announced that Asuka is going to be joining the main roster now. She's had to relinquish her title, so the title will be up for grabs. But once she's all ready to go again, what brand do you think, never mind what brand she's going to be on, what brand do you think she should be on, Omega?
I mean, first off, congrats to Asuka for breaking her collarbone and still working through one of the best matches of the night.
Yes, absolutely.
Jesus Christ, that woman is not human. It's the thing. This is one of the situations that WWE puts itself and a lot of its talent in, far too often. I feel like SmackDown needs the extra power on its women's roster, but you don't put Asuka on the Tuesday show. She needs to be on Raw.
It's sort of like Bayley.
I think here's the thing. Right now, while both are injured, I would put that as the thing. I would put Asuka on Raw, and I would send Bayley to SmackDown, where they probably have a better idea of how to fucking handle her.
Oh, yeah, without question. I was talking about when Bayley came up, it's like, she should should have been on SmackDown, but because how big of a star she was, she had to be on Raw.
Yeah.
And I think that's where she's headed. I think she's going to be headed to Monday Night Raw. Because let's think about it. Raw, while SmackDown needs star power, so does Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, both women's divisions are real thin right now.
Again, we said this, I think this was on last week's show, about the tag division. WWE has a
what tag division?
WWE has a great tag division spread out over three brands.
Yeah.
WWE has a great women's division spread out over three brands.
I would almost argue spread across two divisions with one spread across two brands. But that's depending on how many they plan to leech from NXT.
But if you think about NXT, you got Asuka, you got Ember Moon. You also have the, as far as character goes, the iconic duo. They're a good, you know, they're a nice mix. If you put them all together, it's a really nice mix. That's more the
point. Yeah, well, we also have like the likes of like Ruby Riott now. That's getting built up.
Nikki Cross.
We got Nikki Cross. So we got it's a very interesting mix of women on those rosters.
Right.
Weigh in, Mike. What do you think?
It saddens me that my baby mother is leaving and having surgery. However, I do believe she needs... Needs to go to SmackDown, but she doesn't need that Tuesday show, so she needs to go to Raw.
Like it or not, even though both shows are live and SmackDown has been winning the ratings battle on occasion here and there, Raw is still the flagship show. Raw is still the show everybody talks about. Raw is still the number one show.
It's a three-hour mothership.
Did you say mother show or mother ship?
Mothership.
Ironic you said that, because UFOs Declassified is on my TV as we speak.
Now, the other question.
Just tying it in. Anyway.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, okay. No, I wasn't going to shill. Not yet. I swear I wasn't.
WildTalkRadio.com/IPTV.
Anyway. Because I knew you were.
I wasn't. I was going to ask the other question written down.
What other question?
Should Asuka have given the rub to newer talent?
Well, here's the thing, okay? As far as that goes, had she not broken her collarbone, would she have been called up?
That's the big question. Would she have?
Right? That's a really, really, really difficult, if not impossible, for us to answer. It's probably something that people in WWE would have a hard time answering. I'm thinking that the broken collarbone and the fact she's relinquishing the title after carrying it for so long, undefeated. Well, okay, you know what? Yeah, why don't we just like let your record stay intact in NXT, and now we've got a bar for up-and-comers. We'll bring you up to the main roster. I'm okay with that. As far as her giving the rub to newer talent, even though Ember Moon lost the takeover, Ember got the rub from Asuka. That was a hell of a match. And Ember did not look bad at all.
No, so, she didn't look bad, no.
So, did she get a rub? I think so. What do you think, Mike?
Slightly. Go ahead, Mike.
She...
Tricky one, isn't it?
It's very tricky, but I have to agree with Rock a little bit slightly.
Because here's the thing. Is she elevated more than she was before the match? I would say no. I think she's right where she was. Did she have a great match? Yes. But she's been having great matches. So it's like,
yeah.
She's still on that same level.
I would almost argue she might be down a notch because we no longer have that if factor about how powerful and effective the Eclipse is as a finish. Like her building up to the rematch with Asuka, the story was, she never hit the Eclipse. You never knew if that was actually going to be the move that could take down Asuka. Now that mystery has been solved. Nope, not even that. Top rope corkscrew stunner? Nope, gotta hit her harder than that. Damn near have to shove a railroad spike through at this point to get her down for three. I don't know. To the actual question, like, it worries me that... You know, like I've said this before. It's like it feels to me like you hurt the division when you just hand the title back over to the other women. Well, none of you were good enough to beat Asuka, so we have to take the belt off of her just so one of you have a chance of holding it. You know, I felt like it was the right situation for someone else to take that title, to be the flag bearer, to actually have that credibility to them. Like, this is the one who took down Asuka. And now everyone else in the division has to step up to be that good.
Yeah, but at the same point, in the longer term, when it's finally time for that person to actually come up to the main roster, you've got an instant feud. This is really, really long-term thinking and planning, which is something that, in the world of professional wrestling, something that I did for a long time. And yeah, sure, maybe things don't make sense immediately to some people, but it will. You're just going to have to wait. That said, I really don't think that she was going to be brought up to the main roster if she had not broken that collarbone. In which case, giving somebody the rub, and we all know that when you leave the territory, tradition states you go out on your back. In some cases, it's an unforeseen event. I'm taking this as an unforeseen event. They decided, let's get it done, whatever. I know, but still.
More like a lucky break kind of thing for them. Now they'll
yes, very bad pun.
Right, it wasn't really trying for the pun. It just happened to work out that way. So, speaking of breaking things, Tim.
Speaking of breaking things?
There was another injury.
You and I were speculating about this, and I was, like, really on top of checking everything out as soon as I saw it happen. I don't know. I think Cass legit injured himself. Oh, I don't know. I think it's a work. A couple hours later, reports coming out it's a legitimate injury. A couple reports coming out that it's a work. You and I are both on that fence. I was leaning towards legitimate injury. Cass suffered a torn ACL in that match with Enzo. I think that Monday Night Raw match with Enzo was supposed to be the blow-off match where Enzo finally gets basically kicked off of Raw and onto 205 Live.
Man, the guy is best known for taking big boots to the face. Now I'm going to be an instant credible wrestler on 205 Live. Because reasons.
Because excuses.
Enzo's going for his finishing signature move. He's backing into the corner. He's crawling into the... Yes, he's in the fetal position. Yes, he is weeping. He is weeping. Perfectly executed.
And just everybody else on 205 Live is going to have to be careful of Enzo's face. If they go to kick him, they might tear their ACLs. Enzo's finishing move.
Enzo's how you doing? Move. Pulling the top rope down.
There you go.
I mean, that's not the worst finisher in the world. We've seen
No.
We've seen other really bad ones, so just want to point that
out. Hey, once upon a time, WCW thought that was dangerous enough to disqualify you if you did it.
The old NWA rules. Oh, speaking of WCW, so they were showing WCW World Road Wild on the network tonight, right? And Chris Jericho is having a match. And all I hear in the background is, break the walls down. It's like, no, that doesn't fit. You should have stuck with a generic song other than Break the Walls Down for Chris Jericho in WCW. It does not work. That is not Lionheart Chris Jericho. They try so hard. Anyway, is this a good timing of an injury for Big Cass? Because he was I don't know, still trying to figure things out as a heel and it not really working?
There's never a good time for injury. He's gone. He's out of sight, out of mind. He didn't build himself up to be a big enough heel to come back to any kind of pop or heat, really.
He really didn't have the opportunity. The only thing they really even tried was to just have him with Enzo. And I think that's more or less, what do you do with someone as popular as Enzo? Who, has this, like, okay, this is your inbuilt feud. This is what you keep doing. No matter how many times you squash the bug, he's still going to get a mic. He's still going to get over just because he's really good on a mic. So really you just get left with nothing to do, but just keep running that match over and over. I feel like WWE is more or less trying to wait out the audience on that one. Because they'd really like the excuse to just let them the fuck go. But in this case, I don't know. Cass just didn't have a chance to break out of that, original feud. Never really had the chance to do anything else. A little bit with the Big Show, but, everyone has their feud with the Big Show. It's nothing new at this point.
If he was a bigger name, if he had been around longer, if he had been more embedded, it would be a big deal, potentially his return from injury. Now it's whatever.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that you really gain as far as, you know, well, it's unfortunate that he's hurt now, but I don't think there's anything. It's not like, I don't think it was those situations where, well, once they come back from injury, like the response is going to be like twice as what it is now. Like, not really. Because he hasn't really had the chance to do anything besides, you know, what he just did. I think this came at probably the worst time because, yeah, if this was the blow-off match, this was about the last time we were going to get this, you know, this is about the time where it's like, okay, now we get to go into feuding with people. Now I get to face new opponents, and now I get to be a single. Oh, never mind.
Oops.
Now, when he comes back, do you leave him out as a single, or do you say pair him up with Carmella?
What?
What do you mean? What?
What? No.
Why not?
Why are you smoking, man? Whatever it is, put it out and don't spark it back up.
Why wouldn't you pair that?
Why would you?
They're dating.
So what? No. Look what happened with Lana and Rusev.
It's better
Let
than...
Let them date. That's fine. That's behind the scenes. Don't pair them up. On screen. On camera. Don't do it. There's no reason for it.
Okay. Then where? How would you bring them back?
The only thing they're going to focus on doing, and I don't disagree with it, is once he comes back, and it's going to be a minute, but when he finally comes back all healed up, they're going to resume his push.
As just a straight-up single heel wrestler.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea was to get the rub from Big Show and then squash Enzo. So they have a legit reason to move Enzo to 205 Live and move Cass on.
I suppose. I don't know. I don't think that was working. But then again, he was still with Enzo, and maybe just got to give that time to see that pan out. I don't know. It just, whenever he came on the screen, it was like, oh, it's Big Cass. It's and Enzo. It's the same stuff we've seen for a while. I just don't see it in him. Maybe that's just me. I don't see Big Cass as a big... To me, he's Kevin Nash, as you know, in the Diesel role. He's a great bodyguard for someone. He's a great tag team partner for someone, even on the heel side. And this is why it was a struggle for him down in NXT for such a long time. It's like, he never was that big breakout single star.
Could he be the guy when he comes back to feud with Roman Reigns?
No.
No.
He's not quite in Roman's league. Like him or hate him, let's face it, right? I'm talking like or hate Roman.
Cass is going to need opponents that can carry him to really good matches to sell him being a contender to the audience. Mm-hmm. That ain't Roman. Roman needs to be carried to a good match, and he's supposed to be the top guy in the company. And Roman needs heels that are going to get a worse reaction than him. Which, at this point, like, especially now that he's going to be gone and the audience has a chance to cool off on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going to get that out of Cass. Like, he's gonna have to punt kick an orphan to get that kind of heat.
Yeah, now, who's going to carry Cass when Cass comes back?
I don't know.
That's actually a big question.
That's a huge one. Can Seth Rollins do it?
I don't like that type of matchup because they're both... again, Rollins is very miscast as a babyface at times.
Can... fuck. Why am I drawing a blank? I just had his name. I've got his name right here.
Shawn Michaels could carry Big Cass.
Shawn Michaels could carry anybody.
We've seen it.
Braun Strowman versus Big Cass.
You'd have to get Braun to being a full-on face.
Which the fans have already turned a baby face, even though WWE won't.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
He's like the Brock Lesnar you get to see every week.
Yep. Which, yeah, by the way, I'm looking forward to that fight at the next pay-per-view in 4 weeks. Can we call it pay-per-view anymore? Special event.
They tried that. Nobody liked it.
They still call it pay-per-view.
Weird.
Because they still kind of sell pay-per-views. Because, like,
Yes, but you're an idiot if you buy them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, join us for the Royal Rumble and, you know, the Royal Rumble pay-per-view featuring the Royal Rumble match. No, it's just the Royal Rumble. We all know what it is. Don't make this complicated. Anyway, let's talk about the other half in a serious manner of that duo. Enzo, can he actually help the Cruiserweights?
He'll help 205 Live.
Yeah, that was actually my exact thought. There's nothing in the ring Enzo's going to do to help the Cruiserweight division. Like, the only thing that would help the Cruiserweight division is letting them go outside the WWE style of wrestling to actually do what they're capable of doing.
The Cruiserweights in that division, there are so many of them that are miles ahead of Enzo. Enzo is going to be there for the mic work and the odd win. And he's actually going to have a respectable singles record on 205 Live. But he's not there to elevate the Cruiserweights. He's there to draw eyeballs to the network for 205 Live.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's like, he's like the best guy we've had on the mic since The Rock. Like, if you want to see him, you gotta go to the network.
Yep. He's still going to be on Monday Night Raw just because of the Cruiserweight division.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. He's still not leaving Monday Night Raw. It's like, oh, Enzo's now on two shows.
He's being added to a second show. He's not being moved to a different show.
Now a bigger question. So how long does it take for him to become Cruiserweight champion?
6 months.
That long? Really? Okay.
Yep, 6 months.
Never.
I like that answer better.
No mercy.
No.
Say it again so the crowd in the back can hear you.
No mercy.
No.
Never.
Thank you.
No mercy.
Ever.
I knew where Mike was going.
He doesn't. No, because like even as we sit here and talk about him, one of my dirt sheet sites just posted another update that his backstage heat's getting worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know, he's the type of wrestler. You know, like fan-wise, is the type that you don't need to put the belt on to get over. He's the type of wrestler that's over chasing the title.
See, normally we say things like that about people who are really, really fucking good, and Enzo just talks good.
He talks really fucking good.
There's still such a part of me that just wants, if anything's going to ever get him over, you know, it's going to be as a mouthpiece. It's going to be as the next Paul Heyman. But I think, especially seeing the attitude he's had lately and how much he likes to show it off, I don't think he has the attitude to take a role like that. I think he's always going to want to be in the limelight. Like, I'm a WWE wrestler, not a, you know, side personality.
As much fun as it is to see him on screen with the mic in his hand, how much of a shelf life does he have in WWE, really? If these reports are to be believed.
No mercy.
You really could boil it down to that. This is the thing. It's like, the only ones who actually, you know, for us, it's really hard to tell the numbers. You know, we've already talked about that. But WWE can tell the numbers. And if putting someone, I really think this is like a last straw situation. If putting someone as popular as Enzo on 205 Live does not bump that needle in any way, he's gone. Within 6 months. I really think they just want whatever excuse they can just to let him go.
Provided the rumors are true.
Well, here's the thing. We know for fact that there is more to it than just that. We know from Triple H's mouth himself is that people were saying, like, look, this guy can't handle it, cut it in the ring. We got to let him go. And Triple H is the one arguing, yeah, but look at him on the mic. He has money on the mic. And that's what let him get so far. Exactly. You know, that and the fact his best friend is 7 foot tall, or what we're calling 7 feet. There's an ish in there somewhere.
He's actually like saying Big Show's the world's largest athlete, but he's dwarfed by Shaquille O'Neal.
But no, I figure like once right now the only thing that has him going, what has gotten him this far, is his mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a really, really good speaker. That's, you know, when I bring up the comparison of like the best they've had since The Rock, I'm not exaggerating that.
No, you're not exactly right.
But that said, All they want is a number. All they want is a number that shows Enzo Amore is not drawing. And this is a chance to show if Enzo Amore can draw a dime at all. And
no,
if he can't,
mercy.
If he can't, he's done.
Oh, boy.
At the same time, if he's got somebody like Triple H in his corner defending him, Survivor Series.
It ain't long. Like, I think, like, Enzo Amore being WWE employed in 2018 might be generous at this point.
Potentially, yes, it could be. So we'll just have to wait and see with that. But we're going to take our second time out of the evening. Everybody listen to WTR, Sunday Night Wars Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com. Also streaming live and for free on the TuneIn app. Download TuneIn on your mobile device, search Wild Talk Radio Network, and listen to us while you're on the go wherever you might be, as long as you have either Wi-Fi or bars. That said, we'll be back right after this. Your time is gonna come around. Don't look back, come too far. Baby, you were born to be a star.
Creating greatness, one episode at a time.
All right, so let's all go through the beer that Rob has had to drink today.
On September 9th, we surpassed some of the greatest of all time. Tune in to the 500th episode of Your Only Excuse to be home on a Saturday night. CB Radio, September 9th, midnight-ish Eastern Time only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I know I have a problem and I'm willing to accept it.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Make some noise!
Xbox!
You think you can tell us what to do?
Yeah.
You think you can tell us what to win? You think you better?
Yeah.
Well, you better get ready to bow to the master.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network. I've got two words for you. Suck it!
Putting your mind to a stop, beat my mind. I keep it rocking that bottom line. Suck it, two tears in the bucket.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for our final segment of the night. It just seems like time is flying by this evening for some strange reason. Wow.
This is what happens when you join us after Game of Thrones.
I wasn't watching Game of Thrones. You know that my little special internet TV thing only works when I have internet, which I didn't have. Fuck off.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking...
By the way, since this intro skipped, this is the all-time greatest. So we have Rob Van Dam versus Mike Awesome. Omega.
I've been giving credit to songs that were made specifically for the performer. Mm-hmm. Hard to argue that with Mike Awesome. However, it's fucking Pantera.
Pantera.
I find it really hard to argue Pantera.
You find it hard to argue because it's Rob Van Dam.
Shut it.
Let's face it, anything with Rob Van Dam in it, you're going to vote for it.
Shut your jizz hole.
I'm sorry to be the one to tell everybody the truth, but I'm exposing you for who you are.
Oh, no, I'm exposed.
Well, put your clothes back on. Close the window, close the drapes.
That, Omega, being exposed on the internet can make a lot of money.
Ask Paris Hilton. Or
it could also ruin a, it also ruin a career. Ask Paige.
That's a different kind of exposed.
So, RVD, Omega?
Uh-huh.
Mike.
Shit. Fuck.
Mike votes for shit?
No.
So, Mike Awesome wins.
Ooh, hey.
Sorry. Sorry. Too soon?
No. I'm a Mike Awesome fan. So, stop it. You stop it. Rob Van Dam.
Tim.
Mike Awesome pan my ass. You voted for Rob Van Dam because Rob Van Dam.
So you vote Rob Van Dam?
I'm voting for Rob Van Dam because Pantera.
Al Snow, BWL.
BW fucking O.
BWL.
The BWL. We're taking over.
Omega.
I know why it's hard for Omega.
War flashbacks.
Yeah, back to the editing trenches. Back when a microphone still made me nervous.
Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse Omega as he currently suffers from PTSD.
We are
post-trace stress disorder.
Yep.
To answer Starstream, Josh, we are in the second round. This is the start of the second round.
Hey, when is this supposed to be done? WrestleMania?
I don't know.
When we get there. That's the answer.
When we get there. We said it would take a while, and with all the shows we kind of do, yeah. BWO Omega?
No.
Oh.
Here's the thing. The BWO's music is perfect in what they are doing. It does have a similar beat to the NWO's theme. It has a similar vibe and sound to it. But it's not quite... It's not quite there. Just if I judge it just as a song, it works for the parody, but the song itself is not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like because you know, "Breathe" by Prodigy has such odd tones to it. Like you can hear it just in that weird little sample where there's instruments I can't quite identify going on if they are instruments. It's a very bizarre arrangement, and and if it gets to the lyrics, it works even better for Al. So it is about the vibe, it is the music, it sets the tone for the character. So I'll actually put Al over.
First person ever to do that. Tim, break the tie.
Well, every time I hear "You Know What," you know what I think of. It's still stuck into my head, and you're the one who was stuck doing it, Omega.
Yeah. Hey, that tells me I did something good.
No, or something that you just can't get rid of. you know, like, that would be just too mean.
For a YouTuber, we will take either way.
I wasn't going to be mean. I was just going to say, you know, this is like something you can't get rid of, like herpes, but I won't say that. Wait, I just did. Sorry. Oops. Yeah, see, here's the thing. I'm a Prodigy fan. I don't give a fuck if it's Al Snow or not. I'm voting Prodigy.
You just ruined the opportunity, both of you.
He wanted RVD versus BWO. I knew. Oh, yeah. I knew what you were doing, you little shit.
Now that I actually see it in bracket form, I was like, oh, that could have been a thing. Anyway, next. So we have Masato Tanaka versus the Public Enemy, Tim.
Shit. I know, dead air. Shit. Do I have to pick one?
Yes. That's how this works.
Yeah, I know. Public Enemy.
Omega.
No. It's such a pleasant sounding song for a team named Public Enemy, isn't it?
Kind of.
I still like Masato Tanaka's theme, because it sounds like a 90s Japanese superhero is about to come down to the ring, and for a lot of people that was actually true.
All right, Mike, break the tie.
Shit, my nigga's Public Enemy.
And the final one for the evening.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. Wait. Mike, how can you say no to something that sort of reminds you of Shaggy?
And the final one.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Don't touch it. Go ahead, Mike. Rock.
We'll be right back.
I'm a son of a bunch of letters.
Wait a second. No, 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 no. I'm going to defend you on this one, Mike. Don't blame him. This is all our doing now.
Round two, remember? This is round two. This could have been Candido versus Balls. But you went this way. So, Mike.
Tommy Dreamer. I'm fucking kidding. Sandman.
Oh, my God.
It has to be Sandman. It has to be.
It doesn't have to be. It could be Tommy
Dreamer. It literally says, enter Sandman.
Tim?
Yeah, fuck Sandman, but fuck Tommy Dreamer, Metallica.
There you go. So that ends the ECW portion of the bracket for this round.
Starting next week, what round are we doing? What portion, what bracket?
Looks like we're doing 90s WWF, WWE.
I just wanted a reaction from Omega and Mike on that one.
We got Bret Hart versus the Legion of Doom, Million Dollar Man versus Hulk Hogan, Macho Man versus Ric Flair, and Vader versus Roddy Piper.
We got classical music going head-to-head.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should be fun. It's next week.
So that means we get more of Mike calling you a son of a asterisk.
Now, before we go, what was the best thing you saw this week, Omega?
Of anything?
Anything.
Probably the new camera that I just got in the mail.
Okay, that does not count. It has to be on television.
Okay, well, you said anything, so fuck you. I'm not anything on television. God, I didn't watch Game of Thrones. Didn't get to see the fight.
You don't watch Game of Thrones, do you?
No.
No.
You must be one of the few people who don't.
No, everyone else was watching. No, everyone else waiting for the Game of Thrones debut. I was watching the new season of Voltron on Netflix. But God damn, is it a good show. I want to fly a lion, Rock.
So was that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, best thing you saw this week. Go.
The glorious debut.
And Tim.
Yeah, an MMA fighter stepping into the ring against arguably one of the best boxers of all times and taking him to 10 rounds. And the highlight being him slipping in that left uppercut as a counter punch to Floyd Mayweather.
There you go. That's WTRS.
That lifted Mayweather up off his feet.
That's WTR Sunday night.
Yeah, and don't forget tomorrow night, everybody check in immediately after WWE's Raw for the Raw Post Show.
11:10 p.m. Eastern, we'll recap. Everything goes down on Monday Night Raw.
Tuesday, WTR Sims returns.
It's champion versus champion. Tim Stein defends his belt against the intern in a championship for championship. Who will come out with both belts? Tune in 11:30 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/rockradioshow.
In my quest to regain and hold all titles begins tomorrow night. Tune in.
Only,
was to come out looking like Ultimo Dragon.
Something like that, yeah. I think we're about 8-9 weeks away from the finale of WTR Sim Season 1.
So, cool.
Oh, I'm trying to remember what date it comes out.
I don't know.
Anyway, we're getting close to the season finale of WTR Sim Season 1. Anyway, Tuesday night, twitch.tv/rockradioshow, 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
And Wednesday, I'm washing my car. Thursday, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
Have you checked the weather for Wednesday? Can you actually wash your car?
It's going to be 33 degrees Celsius. To translate to those who don't speak global measurements and stuff, that'll be like 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now, for sports and entertainment, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, Mr. Rock, we'll have the NXT Rundown, we'll have the SmackDown Throwdown, and we'll cover a little bit of the Mae Young Classic first round action. So check it out. Mr. Rock, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, Twitch, Tumblr, everywhere. Just search Rack Radio Show. We're there everywhere. RackRadioShow.com.
And, of course, Saturday night, midnight, as close as they can get to it. The wild, the wacky, the weird, the unusual. The show that if it was a person, your mother would be scared of being in the same room with CB Radio.
So, on any normal day, doing a debate about colors would be just, yeah, okay, something simple. But when you have Rob drunk and debating colors, it's amazing. Check out the archive available tomorrow at SuperRadioLive.com. I believe we're doing game shows this week for the Gray or the Great Debate. Heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish on CB Radio. As this coming Saturday will be episode 499.
And, of course, next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, WTR Sunday night returns for more, I don't know, well, whatever we talk about. We'll find out what happens this week in wrestling that we can pick on. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio on Forums at WTR Sunday Night. Follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Check out the Facebook pages, Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Did I get all my plugs in?
Did you do at WTR Sunday Night?
That was the first one I did.
Okay, then you got them all in.
No, I didn't. Go to wildtalkradio.com/IPTV. Just take a look at what it is. It's all you got to do. No obligation. But holy Christ, I watched a $100 pay-per-view last night, and I didn't have to pay $100 to watch it. It was less than that. I got the whole month for $15. Find out how. Hey, Omega, I did my plugs. Your turn.
Oh, my turn. For everything I do, generally you can find me under one name, unless you want to go check out Facebook, in which case you'll have to look up TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle where I try to be goofy. That is the YouTube channel where I am posting right now like 6 videos a week, trying to get everything I can out in a relatively quick manner. And you can find a whole bunch of stuff that YouTube does not approve of over at tjomega.net. And I think I'm starting to use tjomega.tumblr.com, should you be so inclined to check it out there.
He'll tumble for you.
Watch his videos, buy his eBay stuff, because... reasons.
Credit card debt.
How much do blood banks pay for right now, Rock?
I don't know. May have to Google that. May have to come down to selling sperm. Anyway, Mike.
I was really hoping nobody would talk about sperm banks.
All right, for anybody that wants to get to know the black guy, Fuck the Revival, you might want to add me, Fuck the Revival, on the Twitter page, Fuck Sexy Star, on the WTR Oreo, Fuck the Revival, and add me and I'll add you back. Also, add me on the Facebook page. I got a project. Fuck the Revival. Thank you. I have a Facebook project called United Wrestling. Fuck WTR Fantasy Draft. yeah.
By the way, the next season's coming eventually. We have to figure out the schedules.
Let's do it Sunday.
Not going to be this Sunday.
Well, let's do it next Sunday.
Don't push the man. He has to do the math here.
Oh, shit, that's right.
And we're waiting on a shake-up thing. The mayor may not come. Anyway, that's it. That's the show. Say goodbye to him.
Have a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Radio.com.